From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pope Francis concludes a four-day visit to Cuba, heads now to the United States. Pope Francis will travel to the United States Tuesday for his first visit to the country and UN headquarters in New York as head of the Roman Catholic Church. The Reverend Brian Lucas, General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, spoke of the likely key message the Pope is carrying.
I think he will want to give a message that's not simply a message for the American people. It's a message for humanity, and I think he will build on what he said in Laudato Si. He'll talk about some of those fundamental ethical imperatives. You know, why is it that our world is being torn apart by conflict, by violence, where we've got this massive movement of people coming into Europe at the present time who are fleeing persecution or who are looking for an opportunity for a better life? What is it about we as humans and the way we relate to each other that allows these things to happen? I think that will probably be a key message.
Before arriving late Monday in Santiago, the Pope celebrated Mass in the eastern city of Holguin in Cuba, telling tens of thousands to overcome resistance to change. In Burkina Faso, the army converged on the capital Ouagadougou Monday with the aim of disarming the presidential guard, which seized power last week before voters went to the polls to elect a new civilian administration.
C'est la libération nationale. Nous sommes fatigués.
This anti-coup protester called the army's approach national liberation. Meanwhile, the leader of the coup, General Gilbert Diendéré, has apologized, saying he'll plan to hand over power to a civilian government. The general said he'll step down at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS. He said the junta is allowing for the release of the interim prime minister, who has been under house arrest since the coup. This is VOA News.